Does everybody see my cross that I've made? Except it's not. You know, the very interesting thing about this is I've been running these dimensional generator things, which allow you to see within yourself, your dreams, and honestly, people, all kinds of spaces and places. But I had saw this inside of there, this symbol. It looked like a cross, except it was kind of angled a little bit like that right there. So you could see that there was folds and bends, but it wasn't directly showing exactly what. So I made a couple and made them and finally got to perfect one to where it was replicate of exactly what I had seen in that picture. And I started to realize something. You know, I started to play around this with the hyperdimensional ideas. I'm like, okay, well, that's really cool. You know, I can probably get some shadows and stuff with that, you know what I mean, and get some patternings and things like that. But I realized what it really is. This is the movement of tachyons. Think about this, people. The waveforms, right? When we observe the waveforms of reality, they become particles in the idea of our physics, right? Well, look at that. Is that not a waveform? If I would have brought that hook around just a little bit more, it would look exactly like a waveform. And it's the cross. Maybe that's what that's truly depicting. The true core of energy movement. Tachyon movements. So look at how that tachyon would be moving. And honestly, that would make sense. With the spin, with the force, with everything else, it would absolutely make sense. Because it's a completely seeming erratic movement. But when you turn it, it's a waveform. So what if this is the actual shape of the movement's energies as waveforms? Because that's what they actually are. When we talk about the waveforms of reality before we're observing it, interacting with it, meaning even me looking at this, I'm connecting, resonating, evaluating with it. And in that moment, we're finding in a like-minded shape. I'm a shape, it's a shape, but we're finding in a like-minded shape to create a resonant construct space. That's why the idea of even a vortex, people, is a completely separate dimensionality from space and time. It is collapsing, it is enfolding, it's putting pressure, and it's holding a nodal point inside of there. But we're back to we're talking about the energies. I'll get on a crazy rant if I don't try to stay on track. The tachyon movements. Well, what could we do with that? Well, if that's defining the waveforms and the actual idea of the particle, because it's saying, look, here's the waveforms, I'm observing it, bam, it become a particle, it become a grid, it become a matrix, it become a reality. Now, whether we say thoughts are manipulating this, we could look at that as a thought complex, being able to fire off in your mind, look at that like that too. It can be all kinds of things and ideas. But when I realized what this was actually detailing blew my mind. May you all find that piece that you're looking for.